Good morning. I'm so glad you guys are here, because if you weren't, I'd be all by myself. So thanks for coming up. Question for you. Have you ever, because I'm sure it's probably not the case. Ready? Have you ever said the words, "This isn't fair"? Yes. Mm-hmm. Just a few times. Do you remember any occasions where you might have said that? "This isn't fair." Do you remember why you said that? Anything come to mind? I bet there's been many times. Do you remember?
During soccer practice, when we were doing this game, it was supposed to be my turn, mm-hmm. and we are each taking a turn being the person who said our header catch, mm-hmm. and then some other person who already went, who was the first one,
And it wasn't fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get it. It's not fair. It's something I used to say all the time when I was your age. I still say it, probably more often than I should. But especially because my sister is 5 years younger than me. And when I was in college, I used to get so upset because I found out certain things that my sister got to do that I never got to do. The biggest thing that really kind of irked me was I found out that my sister's curfew when she was in high school was 12, was midnight. You know what my curfew was?
9:00, 8:30.
No, not 9:00 or 8:30. At least it was 10:00. But she still had 2 more hours than me. Right? It wasn't fair. She got to hang out with her friends much longer than I did. I was in college and I was still complaining about it. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's not fair. There are so many things that happen in our lives that are just not fair. In the text for today that we have from Matthew's Gospel, Jesus tells a story about all these people who were in the marketplace looking for work. They're just like hanging out. And a landowner, a farmer, came and got people in the morning to work. And then he went back later in the day. He noticed there were still people there. And so he grabbed more people and said, "Come to work." And then even later in the day, like close to the end of the working day, he came and got other people. And they came to work too. So some people worked a full day. Some people worked a half day. Some people worked just a few hours or maybe even an hour before close. And you know what happened? They all got paid the same. Exactly. They all got paid the same amount.
Which was?
I don't know. It was a fair day's wage, we heard. We don't know how much it was. But it doesn't matter, right? It's the same amount whether you worked the entire day in the sun or you worked just a little bit towards the end of the day. They got the same amount of pay. Now, the people who worked all day, what do you think they said? It's not fair, right? Now, the story is a parable, which is Jesus' way of saying this is about God or about God's kingdom. And if this is about God's kingdom, we talk about the landowner being a reflection of who God is. Then it's telling us that God isn't fair. Did you ever think about that? God isn't fair. And you know what is really actually good news about that? God doesn't give me what I deserve. Because I got news for you. I'm not perfect all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing you're probably not perfect all the time either, right? Like, we make mistakes. Yeah. And regardless of the mistakes we make, God loves us. God loves us anyway. God does not give me or you or any of us what we deserve. It's just like the landowner. Everybody gets paid the exact same. Everybody gets the same amount of love, the same amount of grace, and the same amount of mercy. And I'm really grateful for that. I hope you are too. Thanks for coming up and sharing that story with me. Before you head back, let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we give you thanks that you have truly blessed us with abundant love. Not because we deserve it, but because you simply love us as your children. Help us to also share that love without reservation with all those around us. We give you thanks in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen. Thanks for coming up.